الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وخاتم النبيين، حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا، سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين، وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى، وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاخت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ألف لام ميم، صلوات. In the tafsir of Huruf al-Muqatta'at of Quran, we started the second category of narrations, which consider the Huruf al-Muqatta'at to be the Ismun min Asma'in Nabi, one of the names of the Holy Prophet. And I talked to you about few narrations, and our discussion has reached the point of about Yasin, and this narration is there from Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam: وَقَدْ سَأَلَهُ بَعْضُ الزَّنَادِقَ مِنْ آيٍ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Some of the agnostics asked Imam Ali alayhi salam about a few verses of Quran. فَكَانَ فِي مَا قَالَ لَهُ. One of those questions was about Yasin. And this is where Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam replies, قَوْلُهُ. This person said to Imam Ali alayhi salam, Yasin wa Qur'an al-Hakim, innaka lamina al-mursaleen. فَسَمَّ اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ بِهَذَا الْإِسْمِ حَيْثُ قَالَ يَاسِينَ. So this is according to this narration, which is in Tafsir al-Burhan, volume number 4, that Yasin is that name. And so in the light of this narration, we understand that Yasin is a name that Allah has given to His Prophet. Also, we have another narration from Imam Abu Ja'far alayhi salatu wasalam in Tafsir al-Burhan, where he says Abu Ja'far is the kunyat of two of our Imams, Abu Ja'far al-Awwal and Abu Ja'far al-Thani in Ilm al-Riwayat. Whenever you find Abu Ja'far al-Awwal, it means Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, and Abu Ja'far al-Thani stands for Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. This is their kunyat. So Abu Ishaq is Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Abu Ibrahim is Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam. So Abu Ja'far alayhi salam said, قَالَ إِنَّ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلُّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ إِثْنَيْ عَشَرَ إِسْمًا. Definitely Rasulullah has 12 names. خَمْسَةٌ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. That means 5 names are in Quran. That means 5 from those 12, that those 12 names are in Quran. And then Imam alayhi salam started to mention those 5 which are in Quran: Muhammad wa Ahmad wa Abdullah wa Yasin wa Noon. So again, we learned from this narration, as we are talking about the tafsir of Huruf al-Muqatta'at, that Yasin and Noon are both names of Rasulullah. Now let's move to the third narration, which is from Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says in his dua towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ilahi wa Sayyidi. It's a long dua, which I will mention iqtibas of that dua. Ilahi wa Sayyidi, وَقَصَصْتَهُ, that means you specified him. Him means Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَخَصَصْتَهُ بِالْكِتَابِ الْمُنْزَلِ عَلَيْهِ وَالسَّبْعِ الْمَثَانِي الْمُوحَاطِ إِلَيْهِ. You specified him with the book that has you know, sent down upon him, and السبع المثاني is the name of Surah Al-Fatiha according to one tafsir, because it has the seven ayat and it is the surah which has been revealed two times on the Holy Prophet. Al-Muhat ilayhi wa sammaytahu al-Qur'an wa aknaytahu al-Furqan al-Azim. And you called that to be Qur'an. فَقُلْتَ جَلَّ إِسْمُكَ وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ. So سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي has been given, definitely given by us to you, and the great Qur'an. وَقُلْتَ جَلَّ قَوْلُكَ لَهُ, and you said to him, حِينَ اِخْتَصَصْتَهُ, when you specified him, بِمَا سَمَّيْتَهُ مِنَ الْأَسْمَاءِ. When Imam Sajjad is saying to Allah that you said to him, that means to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you gave him, when you specified him with this, with the name from the names, and thus he started to mention Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-Quran latashqa. So this proves that Taha is the name of Rasulullah. Wa qulta azza qawluka, and you said, you know, Aziz is your statement, honorable is your statement, Yasin wal Quran al Hakim. So Yasin, obviously, we understand is the name of Rasul. وَقُلْتَ تَقَدَّسَتْ أَسْمَاؤُكَ, and you said Saad wal Quran is a zikr. So Saad is also, we learn, is the name of Rasulullah. وَقُلْتَ عَظُمَتْ آلَاؤُكَ, your Azim and great, Qaf wal Quran al Majid. So Qaf is also another name of Rasulullah. Khasastahu and Jaltahu Qasamaka Hina Asmaitahu wa Qarant al Quran ma'ahu. So you specified him, that means you specified Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when you made جَعَلْتَهُ قَسَمَكَ, when you made him your qasam. Allah has sworn in the very Quran. These are swearing of Allah. Isn't it right? So when Allah is swearing, see, you see, والقرآن الحكيم is a swear, it's a qasam. والقرآن is a zikr, it's a واب القسم, is a, Allah is swearing again. والقاف والقرآن المجيد, this is واب القسم, Allah is swearing. So that's where this dua says from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, وَقَرَنْتَ الْقُرْآنَ مَعَهُ, and you made the Qur'an مُقَارِن قَرِين, close to him. That means you mentioned the mention and zikr of Qur'an next to the mention of Rasulullah, next to the zikr of Rasulullah. In other words, فَمَا فِي كِتَابِكَ مِنْ شَاهِدِ قَسَمٍ وَالْقُرْآنُ مُرْدَفٌ بِهِ إِلَّا وَهُوَ إِسْمُهُ. Wherever in the Quran, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, wherever in the Quran, he said once, that wherever in the Quran there is an example, in other words, example of Qasam and Quran is mentioned next to it, that in all those places, in other words, for وَهُوَ إِسْمُهُ, it's the name of his, that's the name of Rasulullah. وَذَلَكَ شَرَفٌ شَرَّفْتَهُ بِهِ, and this is a noble highness, it's a nobility that you have given to him. وَفَضْلٌ بَعَثْتَهُ إِلَيْهِ, and this is a fadilat and superiority that you have sent him for towards it. تَعْجُزُ الْأَلْسُنُ وَالْأَفْهَامُ عَنْ عِلْمِ وَصْفِ مُرَادِكَ بِهِ وَتَكِلُّ عَنْ عِلْمِ ثَنَائِكَ عَلَيْهِ. So the tongues and the understandings are helpless to know the description of your intention, and the tongues are dumb to learn about your praise upon him, how much you have praised Rasulullah. No tongue can speak up that much as much as you have praised Rasulullah, in other words. وَقُلْتَ تَبَارَكْتَ وَتَعَالَيْتَ, and you have said, you are mutabarak and muta'ali, في عامة ابتدائه ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب الحكيم. So Allah has said ألف لام را, and ألف لام را كتاب أحكمت آياته ثم فصلت. So ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب المبين. ألف لام ميم را تلك آيات الكتاب. ألف لام را كتاب أنزلناه إليك. ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب. وألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. See, there is a pattern in all these, in all these sentences you find there is a mention of آيات of the, you know, or كتاب or آيات of the Holy Quran. كتاب أو آيات. وفي أمثالها من السور, and similar to them from the chapters والتواسين, and all the surahs which start with طاسين والحواميم. I already told you حواميم is the plural of حاميم. There we have seven surahs of Quran, الحواميم السبع, which start with حاميم. We call them حواميم. في كل ذلك سنيت بالكتاب مع القسم. You have mentioned next, you have mentioned the book along with the قسم. وهو اسم من اختصصته لوحيك, and that is the name of that personality, that one whom you have specified with your وحي. Who is مخصوص with the وحي? رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وحي came upon him, isn't it right? So these are حواميم, تواسيم, these are all names of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. So this long dua of Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam, which is also being the tafsir of these huruf al-muqatta'at for us, is in Bihar al-Anwar volume 88, according to this narration. Then we have the third narration from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. This is in tafsir al-Burhan volume 4. According to this narration, Imam alayhi salam said, Yasin ismu Rasulullah. Yasin is the name of Rasulullah. والدليل على ذلك, and the evidence for that, إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم. These two verses after Yasin are a دليل that Yasin is the name of Rasulullah. Because in these two verses, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? Obviously we understand Allah is saying, إنك لمن المرسلين, certainly you are one of the messengers, على صراط مستقيم, on the straight path. Now, also Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam has said in his tafsir, which is mentioned in tafsir al-Burhan, في قوله عز وجل سلام على الياسين. About this verse of Holy Quran, سلام على الياسين, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam has said, ياسين محمد ونحن آل ياسين. ياسين is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are the آل of ياسين. We say salawat. So Yasin is also interpreted in several narrations to be Ala Yasin. Now look at this one, which is from Imam Rida alayhi salam, fil ayat al-dalla ala al-istifa, about the verses that talk about choosing. So here you see, وَأَمَّا الْآيَةُ السَّابِعَةُ قَوْلُهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. There is a conversation taking place between Imam Rida alayhi salam and Mamun al-Rashid. So now, وَقَدْ عَلِمَ الْمُعَانِدُونَ مِنْهُمْ أَنَّهُ لَمَّا نَزَلَتْ هَذِهِ الْآيَةُ قِيلَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَدْ عَرِفْنَا التَّسْلِيمَ عَلَيْكَ فَكَيْفَ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْكَ. So the Mu'anadeen among them knew when this verse was revealed, it was said to the Messenger of Allah, we have recognized about the Taslim upon you. You know how to say salam on you. That's what we know. You know, we assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, or you know, sallamallahu alayka ya Rasulullah, whatever different Arabic tenses of saying the pronouncing the salam. So we recognized the procedure of saying salam on you. In other words, فَكَيْفَ salat? How do we send salat on you? فَقَالَ تَقُولُونَ. So in he said that تَقُولُونَ Allah, you would say اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. So this is how we learn to say the salat on the Prophet. فَهَلْ بَيْنَكُمْ مَعَاشِرُ النَّاسِ فِي هَذَا خِلَافٌ. Is there among you people, is there a difference in that? قَالُوا لَا. They said no. قَالَ الْمَأْمُونَ. That's where Ma'mun al-Rashid spoke up and he said, هَذَا مَا لَا خِلَافَ فِيهِ أَصْلًا. This is what, there is no difference about it at all. وَعَلَيْهُ إِجْمَعُ الْأُمَّةِ. Actually, there is a consensus of the Ummah, Islamic Ummah, on that issue. فَهَلْ عِنْدَكَ فِي آل شَيْءٌ أَوْضَحْ مِنْ هَذَا فِي الْقُرْآنِ. Do you have any evidence which is clear about the Ahlul Bayt, the Al in Qur'an? And this is where Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam said, فَقَالَ أَبُو الْحَسَنِ. أَبُو الْحَسَنِ الْأَوَّلِ is the kunyat of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. Isn't it right? أَبُو الْحَسَنِ, Abu al-Hasan al-Awwal is the kunyat of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. Na'am, Imam Ridha alayhi salam said, Na'am, akhbiruni an qawlillahi yaseen. Tell me about the statement of Allah, yaseen. قال العلماء, the scholars, those scholars who were present there, you know, close to Ma'mun al-Rashid, those scholars who were present there, they said, Yasin Muhammad lam yashuk fihi ahad. Yasin is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and there is no one has doubted about it. قال أبو الحسن عليه السلام, Imam Hasan, Imam Ridha alayhi salam said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعْطَى مُحَمَّدًا وَآلَ مُحَمَّدٍ مِنْ ذَلِكَ فَضْلًا لَا يَبْلُغُ أَحَدٌ كُنْهَ وَصْفِهِ إِلَّا مَنْ أَقَلَهُ. Allah has given Muhammad and his Al Muhammad, Muhammad and Al Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a fadilat that no one can understand, no one can reach the depth of its description except the one who understands. وَذَلِكَ إن الله وذلك أن الله لم يسلم على أحد إلا على الأنبياء صلوات الله عليهم. Now just look at the description that Imam Ridha is making, and what a beautiful dalil and point that he is bringing from the Holy Quran. Imam Ridha alayhi salam says that certainly Allah did not send salam on anyone except the prophets. So in the Holy Quran, you don't find salams sent on anyone other than the prophets. So, salawatullah alayhim. فَقَالَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. So Allah said, in other words, salamun ala nuhin fil alameen. Isn't it right? So here we find salam is sent on Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Then Allah says, salamun ala Ibrahim. Isn't it right? Likewise, Allah says, salamu ala Musa wa Harun. Isn't it right? وَلَمْ يَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ آلِ نُوحِ. Allah did not send salam on the family of Nuh, isn't it right? وَلَا عَلَىٰ آلِ مُوسَى. Allah did not send salam on the family of Musa. وَلَا عَلَىٰ آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. Allah did not send salam on the family of Ibrahim. وَقَالَ سَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ آلِ يَاسِينَ. Whereas Allah, whereas Allah sent his salam on the Al of Yasin. So again, and then he says يعني آل محمد, which means آل محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. Please say salawat. So this verse of Holy Quran, the bottom line, Salamun ala al-Yasin, has been widely interpreted in our narrations that it stands for the al-Yasin, which is al-Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another narration from Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Inna Rasulullah ismuhu Yasin. Definitely Rasulullah, his name is Yasin. Wa nahnu alladhi qala salamun ala al Yasin, and we are the ones upon for salamun ala al Yasin, and we are the ones in other words that Allah said in the Holy Quran salamun ala al Yasin, we are those people, we are the ones. That means al Yasin stands for al Yasin. So salamun ala al Yasin, this means qala Yasin Muhammad wa nahnu al Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So قَالُوا سَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ آلِ يَاسِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمَّ النَّبِيَّ بِهَذَا الْإِسْمِ حَيْثُ قَالَ سَلَامٌ يَاسِينَ وَالْقُرْآنِ الْحَكِيمِ لِعِلْمِهِ بِأَنَّهُمْ يُسْقِطُونَ قَوْلَهُ سَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ كَمَا أَسْقَطُوا غَيْرَهُ. Isn't it right? So Allah sent this verse of Holy Quran, Yasin wal Quran al Hakim, innak lamina al mursaleen, because he knew they are going to drop Salamun ala Ali Muhammad. If Allah would have sent Salamun ala Ali Muhammad clearly like this, definitely people would have dropped that out of the Holy Quran, no question about it. Just like they have dropped so much else. Isn't it right? So this is the hikmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn in the light of this narration that this is the hikmat of Allah and wisdom of Allah that He did not mention it openly. So those who are serious, they always have a way. If you are serious to learn something, you will always go to the source of learning, not for the sources of disinformations. If you are going towards sources of disinformation yourself, then no one else to blame except your own self, because you're not serious to learn then. Isn't it right? If you're serious, you would also know where to learn it from. إِنَّمَا يَعْرِفُ الْقُرْآنَ مَنْ خُطَبَ بِهِ. Quran is known only by those who are مُخَاطَبَ Quran. Who is the مُخَاطَبَ Quran? Rasul. Isn't it right? So you have to turn to Rasul and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Likewise, before we come to the third category of narrations, this is from Imam Abul Hasan. Abul Hasan, which I mentioned about Imam Ridha alayhi salam, he is Abul Hasan al-Thani. Let's do this correction. Abul Hasan al-Awwal is Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam. He's also called Abu Ibrahim. Abul Hasan al-Awwal. Abul Hasan al-Thani is Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, and Abul Hasan al-Thalis is Imam al-Naqi alayhi salatu wa salam. So Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam has said, according to this narration, which is narrated, this narration is is narrated in Tafsir al-Burhan as well, where Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam has said, Amma Hameen fahuwa Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa huwa fi kitab Hud alladhi unzila alayhi wa huwa manqusul huruf. Hameen is a name of Muhammad, that's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When this is in the book of Hud, Prophet Hud alayhi salam was given a book, isn't it right? And that book which was revealed upon him, in that book, that's the name of our Prophet there, which is Hameem is Manqus, Manqusul Huruf. That means it is a name with few of the letters, Naqis and missing in it. So this is the end of the second category of narrations doing the tafsir of Huruf al-Muqatta'at, being the names of the Prophet. Now we will, inshallah, in the next lesson come to those riwayat. We talk about Huruf al-Muqatta'a of Holy Quran, or they are novel towards matalib, which are other than the Asma'ullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, that we'll start inshallah in the next lesson. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه لجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين